Welcome to Movie Poop Show, where we review the crap coming out of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Richard Biggs. You can just call me Dick.
Hi, Dick. This is Candy Mint.
Hi, Minji. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, by the way, you can join us on Facebook, and all you need to do is just search Movie Shoot, and you'll see the picture of the portfolio there. And yeah, you can just click on join the group.
Join us as we step through all the crap that Hollywood dishes out.
Exactly. Or you can just go to our Podbean website, moviepoopshoot.podbean.com.
Join us, and maybe you can have a laugh too.
Yeah. Or donate. You know, a dollar would do. Donate, and you can donate to our PayPal. Our PayPal account is girlwithwarmkeys@gmail.com. That's our PayPal.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta eat somehow.
And we gotta buy a high-end microphone.
Yes. Help support our struggle with the donation.
So what are we gonna be reviewing?
Yes, Minji, today we will be reviewing The Crow. Yes, The Crow. Part 1, The Crow. Part 2, City of Angels. Everybody remembers that one. And part 3. Part 3, Salvation. And part 4, Wicked Prayer. Alright, let's start it off with The Crow 1. Starring Brandon Lee.
Oh, you might just want to tell them a brief history about The Crow, the main concept of The Crow.
Yeah, the main concept of The Crow was that it was originally a comic book written by a guy named James O'Barr. And on the concept of The Crow was that when you die, that your soul is whisked away by a crow. From the world of the living, he transports you to the dead. That's how you get there, supposedly. But however, if there's any unfinished business, then sometimes, just sometimes,
yeah,
the crow can bring back the soul to finish whatever shit there needs to be done.
That's how they say that on the film. Just sometimes, the crow
just
brings back. Right. So The Crow Part 1, it was filmed last night. That was 99, way back 1994, starring Brandon Lee, Ernie Hudson, Michael Wincott, David Patrick Kelly. So here's a brief synopsis about this movie. When guitarist Eric Draven, which was played by Brandon Lee, and his girlfriend are brutally killed by a gang, whose main goal is to create chaos and destruction the night before Halloween, there is an obvious task for his buddy that manages to dig itself out its grave. Revenge against the murderers, gifted with healing powers in the company of the crow. Draven sets out to
kill. So dismal. The company of a crow.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be mad at the crow shitting all over you all the time? I would.
Yeah. So Draven sets out to kill each and every one of the people involving in his killing and the rape of his girlfriend.
Fire it up!
Fire it up! Yeah.
Alright. Well,
yeah, Brandon Lee died on the set of the film. Yeah. And there were eight things.
How did that happen?
Well, the scene where he died was, he came into the apartment and his girlfriend was being raped by a gang of thugs. And he was killed by the actor Michael Messina. He's the long-haired blonde guy.
Oh, the guy saying,
that guy. And what happened was inexperienced crew members pressured, well, I don't know if it's being set up or if it's really purely an accident. Well, they purchased live ammunition on the movie. They removed the bullets, they dumped the gunpowder, and then replaced the bullets back into the empty cartridges. And then, I think there's like, some bullets there were not, you know, they weren't replaced by blank bullets. They were live bullets. And that's how Brandon Lee died. He got shot by a live bullet. And it's funny, babe. It's funny, Dick. That's actually the first part of the movie where he died.
Yeah.
They recorded that as the last part of the movie. So he was able to finish the entire movie.
Oh. At least he finished it before he was done and we didn't have to see a crow come back to finish his movie.
Right. What's sad about it, you know? Well,
yes, it is.
The soundtrack of The Crow features songs from the film, and it was a chart-topping album. So we have The Cure.
Cure. I feel dark and wanting to come back for more already.
We got Stone Temple Pilots, Big Empty, that song. Love that song. We got Rage Against the Machine there on the soundtrack too. Rollins Band, Pantera, Jesus and Mary Chain, and Violet Femmes, Medicine, Jane Spurkey. So what do you think about this first part of The Crow?
Well, the first Crow, I liked all the gunfire. I thought it was pretty cool.
Really?
I thought the main boss was kind of weird, you know, him having sex with his hot sister and all. But, you know,
what?
Who could blame...
Hot? It was his sister? That girl is his sister?
Yeah, it's supposed to be his sister.
Incest?
Yup.
Oh my god. I didn't know that girl was his sister.
Yup, that was his sister.
Well, his sister is Asian and is not.
It's weird. Come on, it's Hollywood. They dump a lot of shit on us and just expect us to believe.
Ah. Well, given that Brandon Lee died during the making of this movie, well, it should be quite a crowd puller. And the special effects are done as well as the stunts. It was done so well. I like it.
Yeah. The first Crow was done very, very well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And I could suggest renting it. Do you know what, Hollywood? You didn't shit on me this time. Thanks.
Well, I like the movie. I'll give it 5 poops.
Nice.
Yeah.
What did you think about the movie?
It's awesome. I really like it. I don't mind watching it, like, over and over again. I don't mind.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for The Crow 1. As we jump over to The Crow 2, City of Angels, a little known fact is Bon Jovi auditioned for the lead role.
Bon Jovi.
Can you imagine this? The old homosexual crow?
Bon Jovi?
Really? I wonder how that would have worked. And Tori Amos was also considered the role of Sarah.
Could
blame her not liking the character Sarah?
Sarah was the girl from the first Crow, right? The little girl.
Yes, she was. She was a little girl all grown up.
Okay. Well, Tori Amos, I think. Yeah, she's gonna fit that role.
But who is Tori Amos to turn down any kind of job? Tori Amos can't even get a job in a hot dog on a stick if she needed to.
Yeah. She's She's not really mainstream. Yeah. That's cool. So tell me about it. What's up with Crow Part 2?
Well, this horrible piece of shit.
You love this one.
Was created in 1996. This horrible abortion, starring Vincent Perez as Ash Corvin, Thea Kishner as Sarah, and Richard Brooks and Iggy Pop.
I can't believe that Iggy Pop was there. Iggy Pop, the old saggy rock star.
Yes, this movie apparently had old saggy rock star written all over it. Well, this horrible sequel started off with a man and his son being killed by deranged gangs after they witnessed a murder. Now, this was kind of crazy. They freaking had the dude all freaking hung up, hugging his son. Shot him right through the back, killed him and his son in one shot, and dumped him in the lake. Yeah. And but no, the fucking Crow had to go pull this fucking faggot out of the fucking San Francisco Bay. He comes out bewildered by what has happened, doesn't know what happened, and Sarah finds him. She was led there by the Crow. Because the Crow just decided to stick around after Brandon Lee parted. This Crow just had nothing else to do except hang out with this loser little girl for like 10 years. So they go and find this poor guy, dress him up, and put him out on the street like he's gonna make some money. They give him mesh t-shirt that doesn't even go all the way down. Freaking leather pants, a perm, and women's makeup job.
Yeah, the Crow's costume and makeup this time is so fucking lame.
This was horrible. A fucking mime could have whooped his ass.
Yeah.
But there was one good thing to this movie, and that was the soundtrack.
Back up, gold dust woman.
Yep, performed by Hole. And a classic from Rob Zombie, I'm Your Boogeyman! Got Filter on here.
Oh yeah, I like that.
We have some PJ Harvey. We have some old Joy Division. We have Tricky versus the Grave Diggers. Some Seven Mary 3 with Shelf Life. Knock Me Out, performed by Linda Perry. Some Toadies, Little Boots, and The City from the soundtrack. City of Angels, performed by Above the Law, featuring Frost, and Believe in Angels by Heather Nova and Graham Revel. That was a bonus track if you decide to listen to the whole CD.
You have 16 tracks, wow.
Yup, a whole 16 tracks for that. Hey, they needed to apologize to you somehow for being in that movie. So, how did you feel about the movie, Minji?
Well, the way Ash Corvin, or the Crow, died wasn't too intense. It's pretty gay. And the main lead actor is not so good looking. As well as the villains, they all look shitty. And Iggy Pop is much more entertaining to watch. That's all I can say. I give it 2 poops out of 5.
Man, 2 poops, huh?
Yeah.
So this movie just shat all over you.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed that I thought that this is pretty, you know, as good as the first Crow, but nah. It's too gay.
Yes, just like The Crow and that old movie. Anybody who says this movie is good is lying to themselves.
Exactly.
anybody who thinks this movie is the greatest movie ever should go see a shrink. Anybody who owns this movie must sell it. Anybody who even remotely thinks of keeping it must be shot. These people must not be allowed to breed, and these people are the reason why gay sex will be legalized. Thank you, Hollywood, for shitting all over us with this piece of shit that you called The Crow 2.
I put this shit movie right away to my recycle bin right after, as soon as I finish watching this movie.
I tried to, but the shit just was so big it wouldn't go down my toilet. It clogged it, and it left a big fucking mess, and I'm still trying to clean it up. Crow 2, horrible piece of shit. Soundtrack is worth more than the fucking movie.
Exactly.
Well, from The Crow 2, we will move on to The Crow Salvation, which was released in the year 2000. Minji?
Yes, here's the goof. The crew or equipment were visible on the film. So when the crow flies off a stack of papers, you can see a crew member's hand hitting underneath the papers to make the crow fly off them.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking crappy. They didn't even try, huh? They're like, come on, we can't get the crow to listen. Hit him, hit him. Yeah, we gotta fly.
Okay, so this crow. Yeah, this crow stars Eric Knapp. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Knappius? Whatever. Jodie Lynn O'Keefe, Kristen Dunst, and Fred Ward. So, synopsis of this movie is Alex Corbin is framed and executed from the brutal murder of his girlfriend, and he's being revived by a crow. And soundtrack, we got Filter, Rob Zombie here, Living Dead Girl. Yeah.
Rob Zombie racking in the cash.
Yeah. Juliette Lewis, we got Kid Rock, Iron Butterfly, The Flies. We got Monster Magnet on the soundtrack as well. We got Sin, Tricky, Days of the New, Pitch Shifter, Stabbing Westward, Crystal Method, Static X, New American Shame, and Dancing. And yeah, they got 16 tracks on the soundtrack as well. Well, here, I think he's the only crow that has a clean cut hairstyle and blonde. What do you think? Most crows are like long hair and
wearing black.
Yeah, they're in black.
He was more of a, I don't know, he handled the crow role pretty well, besides the fact that it was pretty crappy, it was pretty low budget.
Yeah, it is, but
I think they could have put more money into this movie, you know, it could have been better, the villains were cool, the whole plot line to how he killed his girlfriend was cool. It wasn't that bad, it was pretty fucking wicked. It was fucking wicked awesome.
And I like the way that he got the crow makeup on his face. He doesn't need to put the crow makeup on it. It just came naturally.
Yeah. He didn't have to go out, go put makeup. It was there. He had to handle business.
Yeah.
And you know what? It wasn't that bad.
Not that bad. I like it, actually.
It was redemption from part two.
Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't feel like I got raped in the ass this time.
I'll give
what the
this
fuck it is that?
Yeah. I'll give this movie 4 poops out of 5. I'll give it a 4.
I felt the movie could have been a little bit more solid. It was just a little runny this time. Just wasn't solid. It was kind of cheap, like
low budget. Yeah,
not enough fiber in it.
Right, but the actors, they're pretty okay.
Yeah, it was a loose movie, you know.
The plot, the actors are okay, except for the production.
the shit didn't get all over the place. It was still kind of in the same area.
Right. And I thought I was watching Spider-Man. I saw Kirsten Dunst, and there's another actor from Spider-Man in there. I don't know his name.
Yeah,
So let's move on to the fourth crew, Wicked Prayer. Tell me about it, Dick.
Well, bitch.
Yeah. About Wicked Prayer. What's with that?
I was praying to get the hell out of this movie.
Okay.
I can tell you this for one damn thing. It was starring Everett Furlong, David Boreanaz, Tara Reid, and like. How? And you might notice some other faces like Tito Ortiz from MMA.
And David Boreanaz.
Yes.
That
and
actor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel?
Yep, that guy too. Now these guys play the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. How cliche. How cliche.
Yeah.
It starts off with, don't let me forget this, but fucking Tara Reid, bad boob job chick, is in this movie too. Hollywood, you had just rolled up shit and threw it right at me just like a monkey.
Yeah.
But in this movie, it starts off as people working on the side of the road like it was the old South. They have them working like a bunch of niggas on the side of the block. As they start a commotion, Tara Reid from an obvious sniper location in an obvious church with people all around in the day apparently could snipe handcuffs.
Yeah.
Frees Jimmy Cuervo, who is the main villain.
Angel.
Yes, Angel. And as they start going on their rampage, they have one goal in common. Dude wants to become the devil.
Uh-huh.
That's right, Pimp Daddy. He wants to be the Big Mac Daddy of them all. He wants to throw it down for all the shorties.
This
as he leads his gang of miners who are fueled by revenge that the Indians want to make their own land into a casino. Why would he be pissed for somebody wanting to make their land into a casino just because your family who stole their land can't make money off it no more? It doesn't make sense to me. But apparently, oh yeah, my bad, Jimmy Cuervo is supposed to be the crow. Jimmy Cuervo lives in a trailer, all by himself, in his lonesome, in the middle of fucking nowhere, how cliche. For some strange reason, he looks like a Corey Feldman with long hair.
Yeah, he looks weak though. He looks very fragile.
Yes, he does. He looks like the dude from Mallrats in a suit.
I don't know, he kind of looks like Michael J. Fox.
No, Michael J. Fox is way fucking cooler than that. Michael J. Fox didn't take no fucking pussy-ass roles.
They got just, you know, some similarities on his face.
I don't know, but talent-wise, hell no, Michael J. Fox outschools him. Motherfucking Teen Wolf!
Yeah, and the way he acted was like, a little bit like trying hard to be the crow.
Yeah, there was one scene in the movie where he just like, hair commercial just like started wiggling his head at him like looking my eyes.
Yeah, I remember that scene.
What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of my face. What's wrong with you?
And when I played this movie, I thought I downloaded the wrong movie. I thought I wasn't watching The Crow. I thought I was just watching a teeny bumper movie because I saw Tara Reid and David Boreanaz, or whatever. Angel. Yeah. And I don't like the idea on how he got that crow makeup.
Oh.
He just used a black marker. Yeah, he used a black marker to paint his eyes. And boom! It looks perfectly blended and contoured.
Of course, because Crow was also gay. Come on, he's the fucking... trailer fucking in the middle of nowhere. Sure, he had a girlfriend, but what the hell was he doing out in the middle of nowhere by himself in his free time?
Yeah.
The shot of him while he was in prison hanging out with that dude, and they were pretty homie. Like, pretty homie-like. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But anyways, these guys go... Blue Crash goes and murders Jimmy Cuervo and his girlfriend in their satanic ritual for him to become the devil.
So cheesy.
But in order for him to become the devil, he needs to marry his shorty. Terror.
And the way I really like that pimp who married them, like the way, you know, the way he said those verses.
It was so awesome.
Yeah.
He was the most interesting motherfucking character in the fucking movie.
Very entertaining him, yeah.
He was awesome. But on their way to get married, the crow is following him after he got dumped into a fucking lake.
Exactly.
And apparently, the Mexican from Machete. Upcoming movie. Machete. He stars as the Indian leader.
Started dancing.
The leader hunts down the crow in revenge for his daughter. But later finds out that he did not murder his daughter.
And then he started dancing.
Yes. He ditched the whole Christian belief and realized it was bullshit. And jumped right back onto the train he started on in the first place. Back to your ancient tribal rituals. Good job, Indian. Good job, Machete.
Oh, guess what? This movie does not have a soundtrack. They're all just musical scores. Yeah. I think this movie could have been better if they add more music on the scene. I think the villains, they don't fit the role. I don't like Tara Reid on her role. She doesn't fit there on that role. And as well as Angel. I don't know. Yeah. They just look.
Ooh, what I found was funny was that apparently this guy who's supposed to be a super badass looks like a country western star.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, who's this guy wearing shit kickers? In a shit kicker hat.
And
well, it's me, partner, if I stepped all over your shoes. I'm the devil. You know, reckon?
Edward Furlong? Nah, he totally ruined the concept of the crow. He ruined it.
Yes, he did.
Does he have another... What is his other famous movie? Edward Furlong.
He don't have any other famous movies. Why? Because he sucks balls. He's another big piece of shit that comes out of Hollywood's ass.
Yeah.
Hollywood just takes shits. And that's all they do. They expect us to pay for their shit. Why? Because their shit is horrible. We need to pay for their shitty houses and their shitty lives so we could read about them in shitty magazines.
Okay. Well, let's try to compare all the crow movies. Which is the best crow movie for you? What is the best crow movie for you?
Oh, fuck. Part 2 was a horrible abortion. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Part 4 was a shit that just got everywhere. My toilet stained.
We got 3 and 1.
Part 3, it was a little loose, you know? It felt healthy, but it just was a little loose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, It was just a little runny.
Part
one was nice and solid.
Nice. Yeah. That's also my best.
All the parts we needed. It looked real nice. You know, something you could be proud of. Like, man, that was a nice shit.
Exactly. So the shit is part one.
Part one is the shit.
It's
part, and you could flush the rest of them right down the fucking shit.
I don't mind. Well, I could just.
I didn't mind part three.
Part three is okay. It's okay, but part one is the best crew movie ever. Still part one.
You could keep part three around just for the heck of it. Why not?
Yeah, if you're bored, you can just watch part three, but you're. Yeah. If you really want something to watch, then go for part one.
And on an up note, if you want to buy part two, it's a good way to commit suicide.
Yeah. And you know what?
Imagine when the cops walk in and they see your dead body and watching The Crow 2, they would have been like, damn, he was watching this? Fuck, I would have done the same thing.
And I also heard that they're doing a reboot of The Crow. It's not a remake, it says a reboot of The Crow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so can't wait for that. Yeah, well, that's all about it.
All right.
What's
cool.
Our next? Yeah, what's our next review?
Well, I'm thinking about reviewing a classic piece of Hollywood shit called Back to the Future.
Yay! Right. Cool. So
this Hollywood crap starred Michael J. Fox. It was a classic, and you know what? It was when shits were still kind of solid.
So we're going to do a review on that, and we're going to post it in moviepoopshoot.podbean.com. Better watch out for that.
I hope you enjoyed.
Yes. And once again, join us in Facebook. Search for Movie Poop Shoot. Search that on Facebook and join us. This has been Ninji.
This has been Richard Biggs, but you can call me Dick.
Yes, Dick.